Toltec Tiki Room is a tropical tiki bar in the heart of historic downtown El Paso. They offer guests the opportunity to escape into a tropical staycation while enjoying classic tiki cocktails paired with Polynesian bites and rum drinks that you may or may not remember. The ambiance is fantastic. Today, my guest is Noel Collet of Toltec Tiki Room. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thanks for having me.
So, Noelle, you started a tiki room in the middle of a pandemic.
I did. I know. It's a little bit crazy. People thought I was crazy.
And you're pregnant. You're about to hatch, too. So there's that. Two babies.
I know. I started, and believe it or not, I haven't had one full drink at my own bar since we opened. For obvious reasons.
Right. You know?
But... yeah, we started in the middle of a pandemic. We opened up on the 22nd of January. We actually got into the space in early August. So we actually used the time to our benefit to build out, conceptualize, and design everything from the aesthetics of the interior to the menu and the food. We used that time to kind of build that concept, and it worked out for us. We opened at the end of January. It took me a lot of willpower to not want to put another thing on the wall. We had to all say stop, and we opened the next day, January 22nd. You know, vaccines were already being talked about. They were already kind of being handed out. So we had an optimistic view on it. We felt like it was a good time, and everybody was looking to do something different. So we used that towards our advantage. You know, people couldn't travel, and we went with it.
You certainly did. I mean, let's talk about how authentic of an environment you all created. I mean, from the aesthetics, you can kind of describe what it's like and all the details, because I know you and I have talked about it. But you guys really did your research when it came to the aesthetics, to the drinks, to the food. How'd you get there?
Well, I've visited many tiki bars and many tiki drinks. I've lived all over the world. The last place I was in Southern California, near Palm Springs. So I visited Palm Springs quite often. And I got a lot of inspiration from the tiki bars that were there. If you know me really well, you know that I've been wanting to have a tiki bar for at least a decade.
Ever? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite types of bars to go to. And aside from my experience of personally visiting them and having copious amounts of drinks, I really tried to take that experience plus some cultural influences of the border and kind of mesh them together when we did the build out. It's supposed to be an escape. The tiki bar is an escape room, basically. You know, when it was first conceptualized in the early 30s, nobody could travel. So this basically offered an escape for Americans to go, which, by the way, tiki culture is very American. If you didn't know that, a lot of people don't realize it's a very American thing, but people couldn't travel. And so they brought that experience to the States. And that's how it all kind of snowballed.
But you were talking about how it still feels from here, because you managed to make some very authentic Mexican pieces look like they've been in the tiki land forever.
Yeah. We got a lot of furniture and fixtures from Mexico, from Jalisco. We tried to use like a lot of the Mexican thatch to give it that look. We wanted to kind of just blend the cultures. They're very tropical and Hawaiian-like. And you can see that in our jungle wall, which I know you probably recall. It's like this whole wall with just a bunch of foliage, a really fun wall for us. And we just kind of blended those two. I thought we had been just so far removed from anything during the pandemic that I was dying to do something. And you know, we just bought a house in Sunset Heights, and we saw this place downtown, and I was like, oh my God, we need to do a tiki bar. I want to travel. We can't go anywhere. This is perfect. The city needs it.
It's true. And then you moved into the Toltec building, which to me is one of the most beautiful buildings in downtown.
It is. We lucked out. We were actually trying to do a different concept, and then a friend of mine found this space for us, and I went and looked at it. And as soon as I walked in, I looked at Martine, and I was like, babe, we've got to do a tiki bar here. This is the perfect place. It's off the beaten path downtown. Nobody really ventures in that direction. And it's kind of got that speakeasy vibe. And it's got the coolest history, that building.
It really does. And I mean, it feels like you're going into like a secret place, and then you open the door and it's a whole other planet.
I know, that was the point. A lot of people give me flack for not doing a lot of signage outside, but I kind of like the idea that you have to find us. We have red lights that shine down on the sidewalk once the sun goes down. The windows are tinted as dark as we could. And once you find us, you'll never forget. But I like the idea that we're kind of hard to find. I think that's part of the allure.
Oh, for sure. You're going to a whole, like you said, you're traveling without going anywhere.
Exactly. And you open the door, it's so dark. I tinted those windows so dark. When you open the door, you really have no idea what to expect.
And you're right. You don't know what time of day it is. So like you go in there in broad daylight, you have that feeling like, you know, when you go to the movies and you come out, it's like, ah.
Yeah. And that's very tiki bar. You know, there's no TVs. Mm-hmm. We don't have televisions. They're not allowed. We don't really offer Wi-Fi. We kind of want people to just escape and interact with each other more, you know, not really be distracted by the televisions or being on the internet, and really just kind of immerse yourself in the experience. Usually tiki bars don't have any windows, but because we had such a unique view of, I thought the perspective from downtown from the building was so great. I just used the darkest tint as I could, just so people could still kind of see how cool the federal courthouse building looks outside. And so it's a new perspective, I think.
Now let's talk about the food, because the food is also authentic tiki and it's delicious. At least the ribs are. I can attest for the ribs. I know that much.
They're so good. So my husband, Martin Armendariz, he's a chef. He's actually classically trained cordon bleu, French cuisine, but he's loves Asian food. I mean, the guy cooks with chopsticks. It's crazy to watch him cook in the kitchen. He uses chopsticks for everything. So we kind of took his love for Asian food. He had a food truck. He was really well known for his bao buns, avocado fries, really fun. We call them the poo-poos, right? Little yeah. Small eats. They're like little appetizers. So he's really good at making these small dishes. So he kind of took that and created this really simple menu that has Hawaiian Polynesian flair, and he with his own take on things. So you can get a traditional Hawaiian macaroni salad, which we've had a lot of people from Hawaii who actually reside in El Paso who come and buy it by the pound. It's incredible. They love it.
So it passed the test.
It totally passes the test. Yeah. He makes these amazing island ribs that, like you said, they do fall off the bones. He's got coconut shrimp. We do a fantastic Hawaiian hot dog. And then of course we had to have a poke bowl, which we offer tuna and tofu. So that's another thing. We offer a lot of vegan options as well. Vegan, vegetarian options.
And you've got the most amazing glassware. Things catch on fire, but on purpose, like it's controlled.
Totally. Sometimes. We laugh because the place is like highly flammable with everything that I've hung up on the wall. But no accidents, knock on wood yet. Yeah, we light things on fire. It's fun. We like to do that. It's very typical of a tiki room to have 151 on fire and on drinks. We have a really fun drink called the Zombie. It's really strong. It's an old, probably an original recipe that we use that really is our strongest drink, limit two, actually. We light that on fire. And we have our punch bowls as well that you can share between two or four people called our Scorpion Bowls. They're delicious and strong. Did I mention our drinks are really strong?
That's the tricky part about tiki drinks. They're all sweet and cute and they have all these toys in them, but dang, it's by design, right? I mean, they've always been that strong.
Yeah, they're typical. It's a typical thing to find. We put a lot of time and effort into it. We make everything in-house. So we juice all of our juices in-house. We make all of our syrups in-house. And some drinks have, you know, 3 to 4 different alcohols in them. So we, you know, we try to make the best of what we have. We use a lot of rum. We use a lot of gin. We have a little bit of everything. But as you know, tiki drinks are usually very rum-based.
So before, or at least when you opened, in order to go to the tiki room, you would have to make a reservation. What's the policy now? Do you walk
in? We're still on the reservation road. Okay. And it's not because of COVID. It's because we have it's a limited space.
That's right.
It's maybe 1,000 square feet that we have to work with. We pride ourselves on service and quality. So we are not the bar that you want to go to pack in. We don't do that. The drinks take time. It's not a quick beer and shot bar. We put a lot of energy and garnishes into the drinks. And like you said, we light things on fire. So a lot of that service time kind of drives our routine. So we try to stick to the reservation system. It really helps us give better service to our customers. It's been working fantastically. We do take walk-ins. We leave our bar open for walk-ins. We have a back lounge open for walk-ins. So we are able to kind of balance that. But we do take priority with reservations just because it gives us a better predictability for what's to come so that we can ultimately service the client better.
So there you have it, Toltec Tiki Room. You must check it out, but make a reservation. Today, my guest has been Noel Collet of the Toltec Tiki Room. Best thing to do is follow you on Instagram, and I think that's the easy way for you to navigate through and make a reservation and all of that.
All of that good stuff. And if you're planning on coming with parties of five or more, give us a call or DM us online because we have one big table that's assigned for that many people. So we want to be able to take care of you guys.
There you have it. Noel Collet, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
I'll see you at the tiki bar.
You will.